This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome into the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I appreciate all of you joining us on this weekend, and I also appreciate all those emails I keep on getting throughout the week, mostly focused on companies, resource companies that I'm either already following on the site or companies that I haven't had on the show. And trust me, I am working on getting a lot of those stories introduced to all of you after doing all of my research. This week was another volatile, crazy week for the precious metals, but there's also some interesting things that are going on almost behind the scenes in the markets. Now, I'm kicking off this show with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. And Jesse, we're going to focus on some of these background moves, mostly happening in the options market. You've been sharing some of this through your Twitter account, also with your subscribers at the Felder Report. Give us a little bit of insights as to what this craziness is within the options market.
Well, it's related to, all the trading we've been hearing about on Robinhood that, since Apple reported earnings a little over 2 weeks ago, we've seen Robinhood traders, jump on this rocket ship, and become super enthusiastic about this. Now, Robinhood traders don't have the power to push up a $2 trillion stock on their own. And to just, clarify how much Apple has gone up since March. I mean, this is the biggest stock in the planet. The stock price has more than doubled since March. It's actually, I think, just in the last 3 weeks, it's gained $500 billion in market cap and over $1 trillion in market cap from the March lows. So Robinhood traders alone don't have the ability to kind of make that happen. But when the Robinhood traders jump into a stock, and Apple was, their favorite stock over the past month, all of that Robinhood order flow is sold to Citadel, which Citadel is essentially a big market-making firm. They're on the other side of all those orders. But they also have a money management arm where they have a quantitative hedge fund. And Citadel paid last quarter, second quarter, $180 million for that order flow from Robinhood to get those free trades to Robinhood traders. The reason they're willing to pay so much for that is because I believe they're able to not front run necessarily their customers, but they're able to watch these flows, and they can see that when a stock like Apple becomes popular, they can trade alongside that and they can go buy tons of call options. That's exactly what we're seeing. Is if you look at the last couple of weeks, the options activity in Apple, last Thursday is a good example. We saw 500,000 calls, essentially at the money calls, bought in Apple stock that expired the next day. So they have one day, before they expire. And the and this has really been going on since January. Luke Cowell wrote a great piece for Bloomberg back in February on the topic, where I think options traders are realizing that if you go buy 500,000 call options, those market makers are not going to just sit there and with that short call risk on their books. They're going to hedge that risk somehow, typically by buying the common stock. Or in, buying it in a synthetic way. But essentially, when you buy 500,000 call options, those market makers have to go hedge 50 million shares of Apple stock, which is not, 35 billion dollars worth of stock. We wonder how the NASDAQ keeps going up, how the market keeps going up. Well, you see this, manic kind of buying at Robinhood. And then it's not just the Citadels of the world. Steve Cohen, his firm, and other quantitative firms have come out recently since Robinhood shut down their public data. I think realizing firms are doing this, These quantitative hedge funds have said, you know, reached out to brokerage firms, Ameritrade, E-Trade, different data platforms, with an urgent request to replace this type of order flow data, because I think it's absolutely critical to their profits. If they, you know, if they can't trade alongside these Robinhood traders, or at least see how the order flow is going, then a big part of their profits goes to the wayside. I think a lot of what Citadel is one of the best performing quantitative hedge funds in the world this year. And, I'm absolutely speculating about this, but I would guess that that's probably due to this huge surge in Robinhood trading and their ability to, trade alongside it or use that or the order flow quantitatively to, manufacture profits in stocks like Apple.
So, Jesse, initially when you and I were talking about this, to me it sounded like very high-risk trades. But the way that it all plays out with these market makers sounds like the Robinhood traders, when they can throw around that much money, have found kind of a loophole to get short-term moves in markets and satisfy these very short-term options trades. Do you see this as being almost a new strategy for short-term traders, where they can almost guarantee this sort of demand that comes into the market on a single day?
Absolutely, and I think that's exactly what these quantitative hedge funds are doing. It's not so much Robinhood, traders. I think the Robinhood traders, and it really originated kind of at Wall Street Bets, which is what kind of over on Reddit, Lukow was right about. A lot of these traders realize if all of us together pool our funds, we go buy call options as much, you know, 100% of our account to buy out of the money call option X that expires, you know, at the end of this week. That market maker have to go buy the stock and push the stock price up in the process, because there really isn't any. I mean, this is the other side of it. There is no organic buying in the stock market right now. If you look at mutual fund and ETF flows, it's been negative month after month, every month this year, and it's gone even more steeply negative in the last month or two. So how do you get a stock market rising like this with negative flows out of mutual funds? Well, you have to have a lot of individual stock buying. That's the only way you can overcome it. And you have to have a ton of it to overcome this amount of money coming, you know, out of outflows. And so overcoming these organic, the shortfall of organic demand for equities is this synthetic demand, you know, from call option buying. And then you have these quantitative hedge funds that are jumping onto this trade. And you're absolutely right. They're able to manufacture their own profits because they're forcing market makers to go buy the stock. And essentially it's kind of a foregone conclusion that so long as you have enough money, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars a day has to be spent on these call options. So like I said, it can't be Robinhood traders. You got to spend $250-300 million a day buying these calls. But for a big, a quantitative hedge fund like Citadel, it's, $30 billion under management. That's nothing. So, you're absolutely right. This is not a risky trade at all. I think, like I said before we started recording, this is probably as close to a sure thing in the stock market that these kinds of hedge funds can find.
So is there anything that the average investor can do to either take advantage of this or take a step back and understand that these short-term moves might not dictate long-term trends?
It's important to recognize that, there is no organic demand for these stocks. So they're essentially just being inflated for short-term profits. Now, when this trade unwinds, where should Apple really trade? Well, Apple trades at its highest valuation in history right now. It's never traded at a price-to-sales ratio. Go back to 85 or whenever when the stock came public, the stock has never been as expensive as it is today. And so they're absolutely, I think, inflating a bubble, which will burst as soon as this trade unwinds. As soon as Robinhood traders stop making money in this trade and it doesn't work anymore and they give up on buying the calls, market makers are forced to go sell all that common that they bought. And now there's still no organic demand for the shares because certainly value investors aren't buying it. So that sets the stage for, a difficult unwind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Continuing to chat with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Jesse, let's shift our focus in this segment more to the precious metals because, hey, the market of gold, silver, they are still doing very well, but we've had a couple shocks, one-day shocks to the gold and silver price. Earlier this week, boy, oh boy, $100+ down for gold, but it has managed to, it looks like, stabilize itself. Again, I feel like gold could pull back another $100 to $200 and still be very much in a bullish trend. What's your thought on some of these short-term moves in what was an overbought gold market?
Well, you know, I've been way too cautious on gold here for the last several months. You know, I've been kind of looking for the type pullback that we saw earlier this week when gold fell, you know, down to $1,900 from, you know, over what's 22,050 to, you know, almost 2,100 or something. And I've been wrong. I mean, gold just keeps powering higher. I'm, you know, like I've always said when we've talked, I'm very bullish on gold, the gold price in the long term, but it hasn't been running away from some of its fundamentals, you know, over the last few months. And to me, you know, when the fundamentals aren't supportive and people are getting overly bullish, that just makes me more cautious. And so I'm still cautious towards gold. I do think what gold has been pricing in, and especially since we saw it break higher, kind of in late July into early August, I think gold is starting to price in rising inflation paired with yield curve control at the Fed. So, I mean, that is the ultimate bull case for gold. If we get inflation that gets up above 2% like the Fed wants, 3-4% inflation, and we get yield curve control by the Fed, gold will go to these, I mean, you can pick a number, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 an ounce. You can pick whatever you want. It's, I mean, it's not an outrageous target in that type of a scenario. The problem is gold's already starting to discount this. So if inflation doesn't take off, then that's one dent to that thesis, at least in the short run. Or if the Fed doesn't implement yield curve control and allows interest rates to rise like we saw, you know, this week, that's another dent to the gold thesis. So, I do think that inflation is probably going to trend lower for a little while before it does trend higher. And also that there is some risk to interest rates rising here. And so that the combination of that means real interest rates are rising, which is a bad scenario for gold, and could lead to a more of a corrective period. But like I said, I've been looking for that kind of thing for the last few months. I've been wrong until, you know, a couple of days ago. But I do think that's what gold bulls really need to pay attention to, is watch interest rates, watch inflation. Because if we don't get rising inflation and we don't get yield curve control, we could be in kind of a corrective phase for a little while.
Interesting. Now, what are you going to be watching to at least show you where inflation is going? There's a lot of different aspects, a lot of different markets, a lot of different sectors to pay attention to. But what factors do you watch most closely?
Well, I'm watching the CPI report, mainly core CPI. But what, you know, a good leading indicator for core CPI is the velocity of money. Typically leads core CPI by about 18 months. So does GDP. So with the velocity of money and GDP just tanking, recently, that suggests to me that inflation, core inflation, could trend lower for the next year or so. But I'm also going to watch copper prices, because if copper is in a very long term kind of bullish pennant pattern, if copper prices break higher, to me that tells me that we need to pay closer. You know, inflation numbers could start surprising on the upside. I'm watching the copper price. I'm watching core inflation, you know, and then in terms of interest rates too, the other thing is, you know, before this week, the futures report last week showed that commercial hedgers in 10-year treasury notes had their largest short position in a long, long time, betting on essentially lower bond prices and higher interest rates. And that's what we're starting to see now, is this 10-year note yield rise. And so to me, those are the two of the things that have kept me cautious on gold, is indicators suggesting inflation should come down and interest rates should rise. And that's just not a supportive backdrop in the short run. Longer term, there's obviously a lot of good reasons to be bullish on gold for a while.
Let's wrap it up with some comments on the precious metal stocks, more specifically the majors, because I know you follow those closely. We have gotten a lot of the earnings reports out of the majors, and broadly, they were very good. It looks like this next quarter, they should even be better in terms of earnings because the metals price has really taken off. What's your thought? What's your strategy with some of the major miners?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think when was the time to buy the miners? Right, was when their earnings looked horrible, right? Now their earnings are going to look fantastic, and that's priced in. I think that's priced into the shares right now. That might be a non-consensus view. I think a lot of people say, hey, look, you know, the stocks are cheap. But with cyclical stocks, you want to buy them when they have a really, really high PE. You want to sell them when they have a low PE. That's just how the earnings cycle works. Now I'm not selling, you know, I'm not saying to go sell all your miners, but I am saying to me, at least Newmont and Barrick look tired technically. And you know, I'm cautious on the gold price, you know, gold price could come in a few hundred bucks, I think, pretty easily. If interest rates go up, if inflation comes down, gold price comes in, the miners could get hammered pretty hard. And so, I've been very bullish on the mining stocks for the past 5 years or so. And I'm not nearly as bullish today, just because I'm cautious towards the precious metals. And I think technically, at least those big boys, Barrick and Newmont, look technically tired to me.
So I guess right now you are kind of playing for a bit of a pullback here, a bit of a maybe sideways move even in the precious metals and some of those majors. But either way, this market, you have to admit, still does look strong in the long-term sense, right? It might just be a bit of time that we need to reset some of these sentiment levels.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Gold is in a new bull market, and I don't think it's anywhere near done. I think, you know, by the time this gold bull market is done, like I've written for the last few years, the bank stocks are going to be the new FANG stocks, and we're not even close to anywhere near that yet. I'm talking about Barrick, Agnico, Newmont, and Goldcorp when they were separated. Now, obviously, they're one company, but... we're not anywhere near that. And so, you know, like as I've been writing to all my subscribers, getting cautious on gold means don't get rid of your core gold holdings. You need to absolutely have core gold holdings because it's so easy to get shaken out of a bull market and you never get a chance to re-enter. And so I think you have to say, these are my core holdings. I'm not going to sell these until I'm highly confident that this bull market is over. And then have kind of more trading or tactical positions that you use to, you know, get buy on dips, and, you know, sell on rips. And I think, you know, that's where I'm at is I'm looking for, a dip in this bull market to get much more tactically bullish.
Okay. Hey, Jesse. Thanks for your time. It's always a pleasure chatting with you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too, Corey. Thanks much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Wisconsin Senator Rob Johnson is under fire from both sides of the aisle. The Republican is using his Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee to run two investigations, sometimes in coordination with the Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley. One probe involves the State Department under President Obama, President Obama's Ukraine policy, and the son of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The other probe looks at the transition between the Obama and Trump administrations. Johnson was on KTLK Radio pushing back against critics.
This is exactly the same play that they've laid, that they ran the same playbook as they ran against President Trump. You know, back there, dossier, leaked it to the press, twisted it, embellished it, blew it way out of proportion, knew it was false, and yet, look at how they used that Steele dossier to get the FISA warrants and eventually a special counsel.
This is USA Radio News. A popular video game maker is suing Apple and Google. An explanation from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
On Thursday, video game company Epic Games sued Apple and Google Play over their removal from app stores over payment cuts. Dieter Bahn is an editor with The Verge.
This has been brewing for quite a while. The CEO of Epic, Tim Sweeney, has been angry at both of these app stores for quite some time.
Bahn continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
The big companies like Apple and Google have a ridiculous amount of power, and the only way to fight back to them is to do something incredibly splashy, incredibly loud, and to maybe have billions of dollars behind your company to do it.
Apple and Google both blocked the game because Epic introduced a direct payment system, effectively shutting out the tech giants from collecting fees.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed up 34 points. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 closed down, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments with Jesse Felder. Those were a little bit more broad-based. So in this segment, we are shifting our focus more specifically to the precious metals sector as I am chatting with Brian London. He is our host down at the New Orleans Investment Conference, also writes the Gold Newsletter. Brian, one thing that I think we can say for certain for these precious metals markets is that volatility is here and has been here for a number of months now. Whether we're moving higher or lower, we're seeing much bigger moves in gold and silver than we have seen pretty much throughout this last decade. Give us a little thought or a comment on where you think this volatility is going and why you think we're seeing so much volatility in the precious metals.
Yeah, it was interesting. Thank you, Corey, for that lead-in. But, you know, we had this huge run-up. Again, everything that we're seeing now is time-compressed as compared with what we saw post the 2008 crisis. So we had that big sell-off in early March. Then we had a dramatic run-up of, you know, a couple hundred bucks between mid-March and mid-April. Then it just sat there. Gold just traded in a range for about 3 months until mid-June. And you could see the volatility collapsing. And since then, and of course we pointed to that when we were talking back then and in Gold Newsletter, that there was going to be an upside breakout at any moment. That happened very late June, early July, and tremendous volatility breakout and a breakout to the upside. And what we learned, on Monday of this past week is that, imagine that, volatility can also be to the downside. And we got it, you know. But people were looking for, after that furious run higher, they were looking for some kind of a break, both technically, fundamentally. The market was overheated. They were waiting for a correction. And really a lot of people were hoping for a correction because they had bought into the fundamental story. They wanted to get on board, and this includes a tremendous amount of generalist investors that all of a sudden realized everything we've been saying for the past few years was absolutely correct and not as kooky as they thought we were at the time. So they bought into the story. They wanted to get involved, but they were waiting for a pullback. So we got that pullback, and now what we're doing is trying to figure out, is this the end? Is there more volatility? I mean, is there more of a downside correction in effect? And there's a lot of money on the sidelines trying to puzzle this out and see if they should get into the market right now or wait it out a bit more. From what it looks like now, it's, you know, we're looks like we're recovering from that setback nicely. But we'll see. You know, we'll see. I think the lesson here is that volatility has returned to the gold market, and probably the best case going forward is if we get back to a point where we trade in a range for a while and get everyone kind of acclimated to a new higher plateau in gold prices and silver prices.
So, Brian, does that finally trickle down into the stocks when people accept the fact that gold or silver is settling at a higher level and maybe these stocks can finally play catch-up? Because in all fairness, they're still a long way behind, I think, where the actual gold price is. Silver's a little bit of a different story, but gold specifically, miners, exploration companies, a few of them have done very well, but broadly they've lagged that metals price.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, as gold and silver were making that tremendous run in July and early August, the miners, the producers, were lagging behind all of a sudden and weren't able to keep up. And, you know, that's easy to see why. Logically, the market has to prove that these higher prices are consistent, more permanent, that we've actually established somewhat of a higher plateau in the metals prices before investors are going to take those higher prices and start factoring them into the economics of the producers. So everything that, you know, in the equities kind of took a pause. They literally couldn't keep up with that rocket shot in the metals. And that's to be expected. And yes, you're exactly right. If we can trade in a range for a while, if we can work off this overbought characteristic more through time than price, then investors are going to start accepting these higher prices and perhaps even looking forward to yet higher prices and factoring that into their calculations and buying the producers, which, you know, I think they're undervalued again.
What about trickling down into some of the exploration companies or some of the juniors? Because I know that's what you invest a lot in. That's what you cover a lot in that gold newsletter. That's what a lot of our listeners are looking for is good exploration companies. Where do you see opportunities right now?
Well, all over the place. The thing with the exploration companies is money. Do they have the money to it can be the best target in the world, the best management team, but if they just don't have the money to advance exploration, you're not going to get the kind of news flow that you would hope for, and that can move the stock. But now there's no excuse for an exploration deal for not having money. There's financing everywhere, money everywhere. So they're well cashed up. And now we're seeing the better companies actually execute on those plans. So we've come back largely from those recent peaks in the exploration stocks as well, but typically only 10 or 15%. I think a lot of people are positioned and waiting for results. The good news is we're going to get some results from a lot of these companies. And there are drill programs, especially in areas like the Golden Triangle in British Columbia, like the Yukon, like Alaska. A lot of these areas now are in the midst of their exploration season, and we're entering that later summer period where we're going to start to see a lot of results come through.
So, Brian, care to share any companies that you're invested in that you think have a good opportunity of, who knows, developing that news that could drive the stock higher?
Well, I'll even share some companies that I'm not invested in, although they're going to be hard to find because I've been throwing some money around, frankly. I like, AUX Resources is a new, not a new company, but a rejuvenated company. It's now coming under the guidance of Brad Rourke and Ian Slater and, great team for the Golden Triangle. And that is a Golden Triangle play, and they've got tremendous targets that they'll be drilling very soon. I do still like Libero Copper and Gold. I think they're a big red target, in particular the Ridge target on the Big Red property. Is one of the best that I've seen from a pre-drilling status in many years, and they have just started drilling that project. So I like that one. A bit further afield, I really like a company called Electric Royalties, symbols ELEC on the venture. I also invested in this one. It's basically it's a royalty company in the in a market that has been underserved by the new royalty deals, and that being energy metals and energy resources. And they've got a tremendous pipeline and portfolio of royalties in that sector. And because it's not gold or silver, it hasn't really gotten market's attention yet. But it's one of those thematic plays that came to the market, I think, very cheaply valued, which you don't see much these days, and I think it's got a great long-term future. So those are a few. I also recommended Filo Mining, which is the first Lundin Mining kind of deal, a Lucas Lundin oriented deal that I've ever recommended, despite the somewhat loose familial potential relationship there.
All right, Brian, unfortunately we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but you and I are going to continue this conversation. So anybody who wants a little bit more information on some of these companies that Brian discussed, please visit our website, kereport.com. Click on that Hour 1 weekend show posting and listen to the full segment 3. Everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back with a company update from this week.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am replaying a company update that was posted at the early part of this week on Tuesday from Mountain Boy Minerals. I chatted Lawrence Rolston, the president and CEO. I wanted to highlight this company update simply because the company is getting some drills on the ground at this American Creek project in the Golden Triangle, and I actually received a number of comments after posting this interview, so I wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of what was on tap for Mountain Boy Minerals. I hope you all enjoy this final segment of the weekend show. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and another company update today, this time from Mountain Boy Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTB. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Lawrence Rolston. Now, Lawrence, following up on a news release that came out last week, August 6th, really the highlights of the news release were that a drill contract has been signed and that geophysics are continuing to fine-tune some of these drill targets. I think everybody is focused on the fact that drilling is starting for this relatively new company, Mountain Boy Minerals, which has a good share structure. The stock has already been moving ahead of drilling starting, but when will drilling be starting? When will you have some drills on the ground?
Corey, great to be here again. Look, drilling is going to get started in early September. We needed to do a little bit more field work to fine-tune locations and orientations for the drill holes. So we've got the crew in the field right now. Geologists are on site. We've got three targets that we're going to be drilling on. So they're on site. They're gathering as much information as they possibly can. And we're doing an IP, induced polarization geophysical survey, over one of the targets that will provide a lot of input into the orientation of the veins that we're going to be testing in this drill program. So I know a lot of people in the Triangle are concerned about this even. September is actually a very good time to be drilling, in that the weather typically is good in September, and it's, you know, having clear flying conditions is one of the important criteria for us. So we're located very close to Stewart. And Stewart, of course, is right on the ocean. So we're not as far north, and we're at a lower elevation than some of the other projects up there, giving us a longer season. So we expect to start in early September. We'll have two rigs going at the same time. We'll move through the program pretty quickly. And we should be able to go right through October if we need to go that far. But we expect in the month of September, we'll be able to get through our entire program with the two drill rigs.
Okay, thanks for addressing that question, because I had received a couple of emails saying these companies that aren't quite drilling in the Golden Triangle, just how long of a season do they have? Don't they need to get that up and running? But it sounds like you, well, at least will have time to complete your program. Update everybody on what the program goals are and what the total meterage is planned, please.
Yeah, Corey, we've budgeted 4,000 meters of drilling. That will give us about 15 holes, and we're testing three distinct target areas. So, in effect, it's almost like having three separate drill programs, in that each one of these, if successful, could be a standalone discovery. Now, the first target is around the area of the old Mountain Boy silver mine. This was a very high-grade silver mine that operated in the early 1900s. In 2006, they did a small drill program, and one of the holes in that program hit 5 kilos of silver over 5 meters of drill length. Now, that's a really extraordinary drill intercept. It would be significant if it was anywhere, but when you see it in the middle of the Golden Triangle, which is such a richly endowed area with so many large deposits, it is a truly significant data point. Now, that area, we don't know how big it is. They weren't able to follow up and really delineate that area. The company, for a whole lot of reasons, moved on and did other things. Part of it, they were planning to mine it, and they had that hit. They knew there was something there. They were going to mine it, and they just never got around to mining it. So we're going to be doing the first real follow-up to that super high-grade hit. We're targeting, we've worked out the orientation of that vein, and we're going to be targeting down dip from that very high-grade intercept. And there's 7 other veins around there, some of which were mined by the old-timers back in the early 1900s. We've got a target-rich area. We're going to orient the holes in such a way that ideally we'll hit multiple veins with each hole. So that'll be our first target area. The second target is a continuation of those veins moving north. Now, over the last year, we acquired the property north of the Mountain Boy Mine, which had been held by a group of individuals for a couple of decades. And those individuals had done a lot of really good work on the property in terms of tracking the veins, sampling the veins. And it's very clear that these same veins that occur around the old mine continue north for at least a couple of kilometers. But that area has never been drilled. So we'll be putting the first drill holes into an area where these high-grade veins have been shown to continue. If we hit up there, it's going to demonstrate a very substantial size potential to the our target area here. The third drill target is a brand-new discovery that was made by our geological team last summer. We acquired a big property west of the Mountain Boy mine. And again, there's been a lot of work in that area, but scattered by a number of different companies. Where we made the discovery was high on the mountain. It's over the top of the mountain, actually looking down into the premier camp. We can see the premier mill and the Big Missouri pit directly below our property. And when the work was done up there by the old timers in the 1910s, 1920s, the area was covered with ice. And we have no evidence that anybody has ever been on that ground. So the team carried out a systematic exploration program over our new ground. They found an area with a very extensive alteration zone. They sampled that zone, and they got samples that carried, in one case, 1,200 grams of silver. But very importantly, one of the other samples had 28 grams of gold. So we're in an area here where we've got high-grade silver and high-grade gold occurring in the same area. Very exciting new discovery for us. And that's where we're going to be carrying out the IP in order to try to get a sense of where these veins go at depth. You know, we see them on surface, and the IP will give us the orientation and help us locate the drill holes. So, Corey, that's our an overview of the drill program.
Hey, you know what? This is a very new exploration play. You're trying to make some new discoveries in the Golden Triangle. That's what interested me, and I am a shareholder of the company. Plus, Lawrence, I've known you for a long time, and I have a lot of faith in what you can do and what you see from a geologic sense. Give us a quick little update on cash in the bank and the budget for this upcoming program, please.
We just raised $3.25 million. So added on what we had in the bank prior to that, we're very well funded for this program. The budgeted cost is $2 million. If we get the kind of results we're hoping for, we'll extend it, the drilling, as long as we possibly can. But we're certainly well funded for this drill program with a cash cushion that will comfortably carry us through the year, putting us in a strong position to hit the ground running early next season.
All right, Lawrence, we're going to wrap it up there. As I said, I am a shareholder of Mountain Boy Minerals. We will be following up as some more news hits the market, especially when those drills hit the ground. If anybody has any more questions for Lawrence regarding Mountain Boy Minerals, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you. In the meantime, Lawrence, keep us up to date on future news, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Talk to you again soon.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.